Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Shin Chaf Hei, Perek Acharon V'Chaviv, the final beloved chapter. It's entitled Simcha, and it has an introduction. Shamayim va'oretz ish ve'isha neshama ve'guf nigudim him. Heaven and earth, man and woman, soul and body, they are opposites. Lo yitamidim nisharim nigudim, they don't always remain opposed. Yeish shemashpim ze'al ze l'tova, sometimes they influence one another for the good, they interact. ויש שמסאחדים לגמרי. Sometimes they fuse together completely. בכל היסקשוס הניגודים יש שמחה. Whenever opposites unite, there's שמחה. וזה מקוימה ומהוסה של השמחה. This is the place, it's the essence of שמחה. בכל מקום שנמצאיס, יש היסקשוס או היסאחדוס. שמחה is the concept of connecting, of bonding, of uniting. Let's see some examples. Hageshamim hem hashpa'as hashamayim al ha'aretz. Rain is the physical manifestation of the outflow, the influence of heaven on earth. The Midrash says as follows. Hamayim ha'ilonim zechorim. The waters above are male, v'tachtonim nekeva. And the waters below are female. V'hen oymerim eilu la'ilu kabelu oysonu. They say to them, receive us. Atem b'riyosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'anachnu sheluchav. You are the creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have been sent by Him. Miyad hem mekablim oyson, and they accept them. Hadau de'omar tiftach ha'oetz. So the Midrash quotes a pasuk. This pasuk is the hint to this concept that we're learning. Tiftach ha'oetz, let the land open. Kin kevash yipoisachat lezachar. Like a female, like a woman who opens for the male. In Bereshis Rabba, Perek Yud Gimel. Says the author, Hareh geshamim hem hizdavguz shamayim ba'oetz. Rain is really the bonding, the zivug of heaven and earth. Uchshem yordim kol olam smechim. And the same midrash, then, a slightly earlier paragraph, says that when rain comes down, the entire world is happy. Similarly, lachen kol adam she'ei lo isha sharui b'lei simcha. For the same reason, a man without a wife is without simcha. Gemol nyeva moizdav samech beis. She'ein lo imi le'yisachel. He has no one with whom to join, to bond, to fuse. Simcha shel mitzvah, hi simcha sa'adam ha'miskashem boroi al-edei mitzvah. That concept, simcha shel mitzvah, is the simcha of a person who connects to his creator through the mitzvah. Al ha'tira amru. Here the midrash is dealing with phrases in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim speaks of b'yom chasun asoy, and the Midrash comments b'yom chasun asoy ze Sinai, the day of his wedding, reference to Sinai, uv'yom simchas liboy, again a phrase in Shir HaShirim, the day of the joy of his heart, elu divrei Torah. So the author explains b'Sinai hizdaveg kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael al yedei matan Torah. Sinai represents, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bonding with Klal Yisrael zivug through Matan Torah. Zeh chasun asoy v'zeh simcha asoy. So it's described as a wedding and simcha, again the idea of connection. Gam ba'avoidas beis hamikdash yesh yisachadus haklal yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There too, in beis hamikdash, there's a connection, a joining between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachen darshu zeh gam al zeh. And if a similar drosha, b'yoyim chasun asoy, that same phrase in Shir HaShirim, Chazal also refer to oyel mo'ed, zeh oyel mo'ed. Uv'yom simchas liboy, the day of the joy of his heart. Zeh beis olamim, that's a reference to the beis hamikdash. So to conclude, harei shamayim va'oretz, mitzvah v'tira v'avidas beis hamikdash, these concepts, heaven and earth, mitzvah, tira, service in beis hamikdash, kol makom sheshbo yisachadus v'zivug yesham simcha. Wherever there is connection, joining, bonding, there is simcha. Ufashutu ki kol ha-semachois ha'ilu einan bo'is mimeila. It's obvious that these semachois do not come just like that, by snapping one's fingers. They're not automatic. Ki ein yisachadus v'yiskashus bli da'as. There's no true connection, there's no true bond without da'as. Lachen emar b'teichacha b'chisavoy. The Teichacha in Parashas Kisavoy says, Tachas asher lo avadta es Hashem lekecha b'simcha uvtuv levav meroiv koil. Now we want to connect, the author wants to connect the term besimcha. You didn't serve Hashem your joy with Hashem your God with joy. Me'roiv koel. What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. Then the Tochacha goes on to say, Bo'avadatas eivecha v'chule bera'av uv choyse koel. The opposite of me'roiv koel is choyse koel. Now what is choyse koel? Omar of Nachman, a Gemara in the Rim, Daf Mem Aleph, bechoyse koel means beloidea, without das. Umimele, the opposite, meroiv koil umeroiv das. So we see over here that simcha is connected to meroiv koil. Roiv koil is das. They come hand in hand. Ach simcha shel das leitavo mimele. So this type of simcha, not stam, a boisterous throwing off of the yoke. A simcha shel das, which is what we're talking about, will not just automatically come. Utzechim leislamed kitzad leagia elea. One has to practice, one has to train oneself how to reach it. V'zeh hachilid. This is where I begin. Vaad Rishayin. Rabbeinu Chaim Vital Nishmaso Eden. Mevaer b'sharei ha-kedusha. Esarba se'yesodes shebaim kliyos kol ha-midois. He explains over there the four basic principles which are the sources of all midois. Ha-yesod elyon yesod ha-eish. He counts what's called yesod ha-eish, fire. Mimenu ba'im ga'ava v'chas. It is the source, the root of ga'ava and anger. Ha-yesod ha-shini hu ha-ruach. Wind, the simanav sicha betila v'asura. It's connected to speech, which is wind. It is breathing. Sicha betila, idle chatter, and sicha asura, and forbidden speech. Acharav yesod ha-maim, afterwards the foundation of water, hagorim ahavas ta'anugim, to become a sybarite. Chemdas mamoin ahavas nashim kin'ah, it's a love of money, a pursuit of women, kin'ah, etc. Hayesod ha-tachtoin hu yesod ha-afar. The final one is that of earth, foundation of earth. Its manifestations are melancholy, laziness, despair. It is the heaviest, the most coarse of all the yesodos. It's the spiritual aspect of the body. It's closest to the body. The others are already beyond the body. This one is the closest one to the body itself. Nimtza, so this is Rabbi Chaim Vital, ki avois kol hamidois ha-reois en arba'a. The roots of all midois ha-reois are four. Ha-ga'ava, the akas, ha-nichlalu mizdabek ima, ha-ga'ava and the anger that is associated with it and joins with it. Va-sicha beteila, conversation which is empty, vacuous, idle. Va-ta'avasa ha-ta'anugim, a pursuit of a physical pleasure, va-itzavoin, and melancholy. The hefchan in arba midos tovos, the opposite of four midos tovos, nimshachos me'arba yesodos hatov shebanefesh hayesidis. There are four corresponding midos tovos. Take a look there in Chelek Aleph Shaar Beis. The author now writes, Ma'u ha'tikun shel yesod ha'afar? How does one correct, improve, perfect this foundation of afar? So Rav Chaim Vital says, Ha'simcha ha'tadiris b'chelkoi. Constant simcha b'chelkoi. In the knowledge that whatever is done from Shamayim is for the good. And furthermore, to motivate oneself with Simcha in Avodas Kinoi. That's Rav Chaim Vital. The author now explains it. Rav Chaim Vital says that the overcoming the Yesod HaAfar, or improving it, perfecting it, involves two components of Simcha. One is simcha bechelkoi, and one is simcha b'mitzvah. Behen mis'aleh ha'adam me'al likvedus gufoi. That's how a person rises beyond the heaviness, the inertia of his body, u'mishtacher meha'atzvus v'atzelus v'yeush, and frees himself, liberates himself from melancholy, laziness, despair. Kvar dibano elina ze befek hazrizus. We discussed this above in Perek Hazrizus. Ki bli simcha in zrizus. One cannot achieve as a result without simcha. One has to be motivated, passionate. That comes with simcha. The Gam of Chaim Vital meramez azekan, and Rav Chaim Vital hints to this concept here. Mikol makom, but still, ha-simcha yavuda miyuchedes. We're dealing with this separately outside the context of zrizus, even though they're related, because simcha is avuda miyuchedes, specific type of avuda. Va'ichach lo yigune listamed baze be'ezer ha-chava. Since ha-ichach lo yigune, it's an aphorism that one can't condemn that which is necessary. So we need to practice this separately to zrizus. Ma'amin amiti tzarich liyos samech b'chelkoi. A true ma'amin needs to be samech b'chelkoi. Ki barur lo yishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach kol b'riyah. This is a statement of Chazal. Chazal say that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach sechah kol b'riyah. So it's clear to him. He has true emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not treat him unfairly. And given the koyechos that were given to him, he is certainly capable of reaching his own perfection. Now, the author here is paraphrasing a statement of Chazal. This is in Rosh Hashanah, I think on Daf Yud Aleph. Overzeit means something slightly different, that all creatures were created fully formed and mature. Here the author is using it in the sense that all Nivraim were created uniquely. He's reading in that way, that everything and everyone that was created is unique. And now he elaborates, Ein Adam Doimeh LaSheni, no individual is identical to a second individual. Hein Hu HaYechidi BeHerkev Zeh Shel Kochos B'Chol Olam. He is unique with this particular makeup of psychological elements in the entire world. That particular mix of elements in his personality is unique. Ve'ein Malchus Negas B'Chavertah Kimloi Nima. As we've used this phrase many, many times in this volume, Chazal used it in a limited sense to literally speak about Malchus. One kingdom does not impinge upon the other even as much as a hair's breadth, but in a wider sense we can use it like the author uses it over here. Nobody touches anybody else's achievements. Every individual has his own role to play. Therefore, the individual is obligated to accept himself as he is, and to be satisfied with what he has, hen beruchanius, v'hen begashmius, both in a spiritual sense and when it comes to material means. Zeu ha'oimek besimcha zoi. That's the depth in this simcha. She'adam moitze shalom im atzmoi v'goraloi. That a person is at peace with himself, with his circumstances, v'chai beharmonia mitzmoi. And he lives in harmony with himself. He's at peace. Acharei kol ha'inanim shekadmu lefek zeh. Seeing that this is the final chapter, following all the concepts that we've had. Im omnam asumim avodah retzinis. If a person truly dealt with the previous chapters seriously, not just rushing over them, lo yitachen sheyeze kashe lagei lesimcha shel mamash im chelkoi. It's not possible that it will be difficult to reach a situation of simcha b'chelkoi, a true simcha b'chelkoi. It shouldn't be difficult. Beyislamdus lema'aseh, as far as practical training over here, there's no need for real training over here except to find the right places to stimulate this simcha regularly. That's the place to stimulate myself, to remember, to be alert to this concept in those two brachos, she'osali and hameichin mitzadei gover, in the morning. יש להגיד כל בוקר שתי ברכות אלו בהסבוננות מרובה ובחיזוק רב באמונה. One should say, one should recite the two ברכות in the morning with deep contemplation and אמונה עד שמגיעים ממש בשמחה בחלקו. To the point where a person truly feels שמח בחלקו. וזויס לא יום או יומיים אלא חודשים רבים. Not over a day or two, but over many months. ועד שני, רבינו חיים ויטל מצרף אל השמחה בחלקו, יש השמחה במצווי. So he said there were two elements that Rav Chaim Vital speaks about. We just dealt with the first one, which is שמחה בחלקו. The second one is שמחה במצווי. ושתי שמחוי אלו ביחד, these two שמחוי together, מגדירוי את האדם על כבדו סגופו. That's what allows a person to rise above the inertia of his body. בר דעס אינו מזקשה להיות שמח בחלקו, as we said in the last paragraph of the previous Vaad, the Bardas does not find it all that difficult to be Samech Bechelkoi. Hu zakuk rak lemabat amiti al atzmoi kedei lehagi eleh. He needs a true perspective on himself, a true gaze, in order to reach it. Yoyser kashu lehagi lesimcha b'mitzvois. It is more difficult to achieve simcha in mitzvois. Aleha kosev haramba mesof ilchois lulav. Hasimcha sheismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvois uva'avas Hashem sheitziva bahen. As the simcha that a person has in fulfillment of mitzvois and in love of Hashem who gave the mitzvois, avodah gedolah, that simcha is an avodah gedolah. So you see from here, this is not something easy to achieve. It's an avodah gedolah. V'chach kosav ha-kuzari, uchmoy she'atachanunim tzrichim machshava v'chavana. Just as tachanun, in a broad sense, supplication, pleading, davening, it requires machshava v'chavana, thought, intention, concentration, Kein hasimcha b'mitzvasoi v'seirasoi tzerichi machshava v'chavana. So too, simcha in mitzvois and the Torah also require thought, contemplation, intent. Shetismach b'mitzvah atzma, that to reach a situation where you rejoice in the mitzvah, May ahavascha metzaveba, through your love for the one who gave the mitzvah. Veshetakir ma sheitiv lecha bah, and to recognize how Hashem has bestowed goodness upon you through the mitzvah. Ucheilu ataba leachsaniyasei karul shechonu, as if you are being invited to his place as a guest to his table. This is in the Kuzari. So one sees over here that this requires effort and thought. Ahavazei daasi. At the end of the Chayis Teshuvah, we learn that this type of it's das. Bevadai, kesheisim a mitzvah bedechem melomada. Of course, when a person is going to do a mitzvah mechanically, ein das ve'en hava ve'en simcha. There's no das by definition, and therefore no ahava and no simcha. Hinei ha'arizal gilal atalmidoi, ki hu zacha lechol ha'asagos ve'ro'is sheloi. He revealed to his talmid that he earned all of his awesome attainments, alidei shehaya samech meod b'chol mitzvah shekiyem, through being exceedingly happy with every mitzvah that he fulfilled. Aval anachnu ketzer nagei l'simcha b'mitzvah. How are we to reach some stage of some level of simcha b'mitzvah? Lechol echad meitanu yesh tam b'ezo mitzvah. Each one of us has a tam, has a taste, has a predilection, a connection to some mitzvah. Im belimud gemara, im betfila, im beshabbos, im bechesed. Some people, you'll find it in gemara, some in tefila, some in shabbos, some in chesed. Lechol apachois, ve'oisah mitzvah, at least in that mitzvah, nishtadel oreh simcha mitis. We should try to arouse, to stimulate true simcha. Loi nikanes befesa pisem mitzvah zoi. As the Mesilas Yesharim advises us, the first is not to just boom into the mitzvah, just fall into it, without thought, just crash into it. And reflect, think about this idea, that regarding this mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself commanded us. And through this mitzvah, we bind, we are bonded to him. That type of reflection. HaChazon Ish Nishmaso Eden Kosav, he writes in his Igrois, Shemi Shematil Tzitzis Barba Kenafois Kedin, if a person attaches Tzitzis properly to Barba Kenafois, Yergish Baze Simcha Mufraza, will feel exceeding joy in this, Shezachali Iskashe Im Boir Re'oi, that he has had the opportunity to connect his Creator. This is in the letters Chelek Aleph Siman Yud. Avoida zoi, now this avoida, le'orer simcha b'mitzvois, to stimulate oneself to simcha in mitzvois, bevadai avoida mamushechas, certainly is an extended avoida. Kvar omarnu, we've already said, ki simcha shel mitzvah yiskashus adam im bor'o yaladei mitzvah. When you speak about this concept, simcha shel mitzvah, it means connecting to the Creator through the mitzvah. Kloima, what it really means is, toich kedei asiyas ha-mitzvah, while doing the mitzvah, he can sense Hashem's closeness to him. It's not easy to reach this precious feeling. Not always does one earn it. Even a person has earned it before, not necessarily always. But the very act of practicing and trying, the ishtadlus in trying to stimulate oneself to feel joy in the mitzvah, has tremendous benefit. The author says, I don't think I'm mistaken in saying that the closest things to us are Torah and Tefillah. Even though he began by saying that each individual has a tam in different mitzvot, some will find it in particular mitzvot. In general, perhaps Esek HaTorah VaTefillah. And in these two, Torah and Tefillah, it's relatively easier to stimulate simcha. Al HaTefillah Amru Chazal, regarding tefillah, we know the statement of Chazal, Kasuf Echad Omer, Yivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. One pasuk in Tehillim says, Yivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. V'chasuf Echad Omer, Yivdu Es Hashem B'Ir'ah, which seems to be a contradiction. Omar Rabbi Ayboy, B'Sha'a Shata Imed U'Mispalel, when you are davening, Yehei Li B'Cha Sameach, your heart should be joyous, Ki Lo Elokim Elyoin Ata Ived, that you are serving Elokim Elyoin, where there's an element of Yir'ah. That's in Midrash Tehillim Kuf. That's the type of reflection, the type of preparation that both Rabbeinu Yonah and Mesilas Yesharim speak about that is necessary before the tefillah. We'll discuss it further later on in the Sefer. כאן עיקר כוונסנו להסרומם מעל לכבדוס הגוף המפיע לנו בכל עבודסנו. Here, our main objective is to rise above the, again, the kvedus aguf, the inertia, the heaviness of the body that disturbs us, disrupts us in all our avodos, ואי אפשר להסרומם בלי שמחה. One needs simcha in order to rise above that. ההסלמדוס בשמחה של מצווה יוסר קשה מאשר השמחה בחקן. We've said this already. Training oneself and practicing simcha of mitzvah is more difficult than being samech b'chelkoi, אך בעבודה עקביס וממושכס נצליח בה בעזרת השם. But with consistent and lengthy עבודה, we will succeed. ועד שלישי. עדיין אנחנו עסוקים בתיקון יסוד האפר. Still busy with perfecting that foundation, יסוד האפר. רבי חיים ויטל מלמדנו כי שתי שמחות מגבירות את האדם על העצבות והעצלות, as we said, there are two types of joy that allow a person to subdue and rise above melancholy and laziness. השמחה בחלקוי, to be שמח בחלקוי, והשמחה במצווה. אין אלו עצות בעלמא, these are not just mere pieces of advice. כל דבריו הם דברי קבלה, his words are words of קבלה, ואם לא היו לדברים שורש עמוק בחוכמה, if these words that he says did not have a deep root in חוכמה, לא היה מסיל לנו את עצות אלו. He would not have given us this advice. הרי הוא תלמידו המובהק של אריזל. מי יוכל לרדת לעומק דעס? רב חיים ויטל, who can plumb the depth of his דעס? אך אולי ניתן למצוא שורש דבריו, perhaps the source of his roots is here. ומה שאמרו חזל בתיקוני זוהר, it's in a statement of חזל, as follows, אהבה ויראה, הן טרין גדפין דפרחין לאילה. חזל put it this way, that אהבה ויראה are two wings that allow one to soar. והנה במידה זה הסתפקוס מסלבשס יראה. When it comes to the midah of הסתפקוס, of making do with what one has, that's יראה, ובמש אדם שמח בחלקו מסלבשס אהבה. And being שמח בחלקו corresponds to אהבה. המסתפק במה שיש לו, the person is מסתפק. He makes do with what he has, מגביל עצמו שלו לשאוף למה שאין לו. It's a type of limitation. He limits himself not to aspire, not to desire that which he doesn't have. ויראה היא כוח המקביל. As we will see later on in the Sefer, the basic definition of יראה is to limit, to contain. כאשר אדם נהנה מגיע כפיו, but when it goes beyond just his תפקוס, when a person enjoys what he has, is נהנה מגיע כפיו, מספשטס שמחה לסך כל מה שיש לו, then joy spreads into what he has, מסלבשס בזה אהבה. And that corresponds to אהבה, כי אהבה היא כוח של הספשטוס. אהבה is the opposite of יראה. יראה is to restrain, to contain. אהבה is to spread, to give. כבר הראינו לדעס כי על ידי ההסתפקוס לבד, כבר מסבטלויס מדויסרס. We saw earlier in the Sefer that just through mere הסתפקוס, already one manages to suppress מדויסרס כמו הקנאה והתאווה. If a person is מסתפק with what he has, he's content, he's sufficient, he's not aiming for more than he has, he already manages to negate things like envy and תאווה. הרי ההסתפקוס אין מידה שבדיעבד. ההסתפקוס is not something ex post facto. Just lomar ma efshar la'asot, tzarich lehistapek b'ma sheyesh li, to have the attitude of, oh, what can I do? I have to make do with what I have. No. Hi midah shel lechatchila, she'eino oileh ladas titzos yisrael. The person does not wish to have more. בבחינת יש לו מונה אינו רוצה מסיים. The aspect of, yeah, if he has money, he does not want מסיים. ציור לעניין זה נוכל לקבל מהוויכוח בין יעקב אבינו עליו השלום ועשיו. An illustration of this concept we can get from that interaction, that discussion between יעקב ועשיו. עשיו אומר, יש לי רב אחי, יהי לך שלך. I have much, my brother. Keep what's yours. ויעקב עונה לו, יעקב רספונסים, קח נא אסביר חסי אשר הובס לך, take, please take what I've given you, כי חנני אלוקים וכי יש לי כהיל. I have everything. מה רב ההבדל בין רב וכהיל? How enormous is the chasm, the difference, the great gulf between having much and having everything. עשיו רוצה להרבות רכוש יוסף ויוסף. עשיו wants to accumulate more and more, וכבר יש לו, and he has much. He's a magnet. ומי יוכל לרדת למשמעות האמרה, יש לי חויל? Who can possibly understand this, the meaning, the depth of this statement, I have all? V'chi yelud isha yochal lizkoes l'koil. Can a human being earn everything? V'ri Yaakov isha emes enu medabeb guz mois. Yaakov v'inu isha emes does not exaggerate. Rashi explains, yesh l'choil kol sipuki. All that I need, all that I possibly need. V'isav diber l'shon ga'ava. Isav, his words connote ga'ava. Yesh l'rav yosev yosev mikdei tzoki. I have more, far more than I need. דבר גדול כזה מונח במידה של הסתפקות. Such a great concept lies here in הסתפקות, שיש לאדם ממש הכל, he has everything. עד כאן ביאור הפסוק על דרך הפשט. That's the straightforward meaning of this פסוק. לחזל יש שני עניינים גדולים בזה. חזל teaches two profound concepts over here. תנו רבנן, a brisa in בבא בסרא, שלישה התאימן הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולם הזה מעין עולם הבא. There were three individuals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to them in Olam Hazeh, Me'ein Olam Haba. He gave them a taste of Olam Haba. Elohim, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Avraham, Dichsiv Bei, V'Hashem Berachas Avraham, Bakoil. The Pasuk says Hashem blessed him, Bakoil. Yitzchak, Dichsiv Bei, V'Oichal, Mikoil. After he eats of the delicacies that Rivka prepared, at the occasion when he blessed Yaakov, V'Oichal, Mikoil, he says. Yaakov, Dichsiv Bei, Yesh Likoil. In this interaction of Yaakov with Esau, he says, I have coal, and of course we use this formulation in benching. Shalisha loy shalat by Yetzirah. The three individuals that were not controlled, dominated by Yetzirah, Elon, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Dichsiv bo bakoil mikoil koil. In Bava Basra Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Ein mikra yotze midei pishitoi. As Chazal themselves tell us, I think it's in Yevam Yischav Daled and elsewhere. וגם חזל אינם חולקים על הפשט. חזל here in this statement are not חולק on the פשט of what we said above, אלא הם מעמיקים או ישראל, they're deep in the פשט. ומגלים לנו כי במידס הסתפקוס מונחויס שתי סגולוס גדולוס. They are teaching us, they're revealing, that in the מידה of הסתפקוס, there are two great properties, אשר יעקב אבינו עליו השלום זכה בהן בשלמוס גמורה, he earned them completely, עד כדי השעה מלמעלה, to the point of השעה from above. יצר הרע הוא הכוח השאף להוסיף תמיד תאווה ותענוג. יצר הרע is that force that's constantly striving to increase all sorts of pleasures and have וכל המוסיף גורע. The more one ends, the more is taken away. כאשר ניצול מיצר הרע לגמרי, when a person is completely released from יצר הרע, ואז חלל הזה בהסתפקות שלו, in the beginning of this, is in הסתפקות, זכה לכויל. והנה בסגנון חיים של ריבוי רכוש. When a person lives a lifestyle of accumulating, מסבטס שאיפה להרבויס בכמוס. There's a שאיפה to increase the quantity of one's bank balance, the number of cars, the number of houses, etc. המסתפק במה שיש לו, בא לסגנון חיים של בקשה סייחוס. A person is מסתפק, his lifestyle is characterized by seeking quality, not quantity, not כמוס. ויוסר ויוסו הנהנה ושמח במה שיש לו. He enjoys, he derives pleasure more and more from what he already has. בזה נפתח לו טעם מעמיק והולך במה שיש לו. He has a deepening appreciation of what he has. זהו דרך חייו של יעקב אבינו, שהגיע בזה עד שהקדוש ברוך הוא התאימו מעין עולם הבא במה שיש לו. He reached so far in this path that he tasted מעין עולם הבא in what he has. בגישה האיכותית, in this approach of quality, נפתח לאדם עולם חדש. A new world opens to the individual. טעם רוחני בהנאה גשמית. To have a spiritual pleasure in some physical pleasure. האבויס הקדושים הגיעו בזה עד לתאימס עולם הבא בסך עולם הזה בעזרתו יתברך. So the voice reached all the way to tasting עולם הבא in עולם הזה with Hashem's help. ולכל זה הגיע יעקב אבינו עליו השלום במידה של הסתפקות שלו. יעקב achieved that through his midah of הסתפקות, זוהי משמעות המרסוי כי יש לי כהן. That's the meaning of his statement, I have all. הגישה האיכותית לקניין העולם הזה. This approach of quality, as opposed to quantity, in קניינים העולם הזה, מביאה ממידה של הסתפקות לנסיכה בחלקו. It brings one from הסתפקות, which he said is really rooted in יראה, to שמחה בחלקו, which is connected with אהבה, ונפלאו איזה סגולוס תמונוס במידה של הסתפקוס. It is really wondrous what properties are hidden innate in the midah of הסתפקוס. מעתה, now, hopefully, אנו מבינים היטב, we understand well, כי השמח בחלקוי, one who is שמח בחלקוי, זוכה לתרין גד פין דפחין לאלה, this תיקוני זוהר requited above, two wings that help him to soar. ההסתפקוס יראה והשמחה אהבה. הסתפקוס, as we said, begins as יראה, שמחה is אהבה, ושתיהן ביחד, the two together, מגבירויס ומרוממויס את האדם מעל לכבדוס גופוי. They raise a person, they elevate him above the inertia of his body, ועצבוס ועצלוס אינן מטרידויס עשוי עויד. And melancholy, laziness, don't disturb him anymore. כאן הגענו למהלך חדש ולעבודה חדשה של שמחה. At this point, we reach a new approach, new עבודה ושמחה. ההשכלה היא הסתפקוס אמיתיס במה שיש לה. The beginning is true הסתפקוס in what he has. תוך ביטול כל שאיפה למויסרויס ולריבוי כסף ורגוש. By negating all sorts of aspirations for luxuries and accumulation of more and more wealth. והננו מזכירים בזה, once again we mention here what we've already mentioned above. אס אמירס בקס שעושה לי כל צוקי בכוונה רבה. The statement of the bracha in the morning. That Hashem has provided me with all that I need with tremendous kavana. Misham magi adam legisha echutis el kidna. From that point, a person reaches this approach, a different approach in life to his possessions, that of quality. It brings him to satisfaction, to joy, to enjoyment of what he has. Ha'avoida baze doma lema shesber bavad ha'revi'i, b'ferik b'kos ha'nenin. Avoida here is similar to what we explained in the fourth vaad, on the chapter because an enin alinan ta'amu ur'u kitov Hashem. Ad kan.